If you were visiting another town and wanted to attend an Episcopal church, one way you might find where the local church was is to Google or type in the name of that town online and then the word saint, and there's a good chance you might see pop up the name of a local church. So many Episcopal parishes are named after saints. Indeed, here in this parish, in this diocese alone, there must be over 20 or 25 churches called St. John's. Of course, churches have other names as well in our tradition. Some are named after particular doctrines, Trinity Church or Church of the Incarnation, Church of the Epiphany, Christ Church. The names are many. I mention all of this, though, because in a dinner conversation this week, I was told of the name of another Episcopal church that was quite unusual. It's a church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the name of that church is the Thankful Memorial Episcopal Church. I have never heard of a Thankful Memorial Episcopal Church. But as I thought about it, have I ever heard of or seen a Thankful Episcopal Church? A Thankful Episcopal congregation? Indeed. And I hope indeed we are one. I mention this partly because today we are giving thanks. We are going to be expressing our gratitude a little bit later to our Christian formation teachers and helpers, to the students, to the directors of our choir, accompanists, and to those who are so faithful in their ministry week after week of being here and leading us. We are thankful. But we're also a thankful church because at the center of our life together is a Thanksgiving meal. We call it by a number of names: Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, but also we use the word Eucharist. And Eucharist is simply a Greek word for thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Because week after week in this meal and in the prayer that we offer before the meal, we recognize the abundant grace of God poured out to us in Jesus Christ, through Christ's living presence in the bread and the wine. It is gratitude that governs the prayer we offer each week. Eucharist means thanksgiving. Years ago, when I was a United Methodist pastor, I was trying to encourage my congregation to observe a more regular practice of Holy Communion. Some of you may even recall from your past, whatever tradition you're from, that in many traditions, communion was celebrated maybe 3, 4, 5 times a year. And in my own tradition, when I was a child growing up, it was a very solemn occasion, focused primarily on the sacrificial aspects of Christ's giving of himself to us. And we were asked to even think about whether we were hardly worthy to come forward and receive the gift of bread and wine. Our current celebrations focuses more on the gratitude for what we are receiving. And when some of my parishioners at that time suggested, well, if we do it too regularly, it's going to lose its meaning, I thought about the fact that I was taught by my grandmother and my mother that after every meal, it was appropriate to say thank you, to say thank you to those who had made the meal for me. And I know sometimes that that thank you was pretty perfunctory, so I was eager to get on to something else, but I also grew to understand how important that was, both for the person who said thanks and for the person who was receiving that gratitude. Thinking of my grandmother reminds me of a time that she and my grandfather gave me a gift as a child. She was from Norway, he was from England, and they would occasionally travel back to their native countries to visit family members still there. And we young, very young grandchildren knew that when they got back, and in those days it was traveling back on an ocean liner, there would probably be some small little gift for each of the grandchildren. And I can still remember one particular trip to Cornwall when they came back, and I was given a little English mug. And from that day on, every morning at breakfast, I drank my milk from that mug until the day I dropped it. And it shattered into 10 or 12 pieces. And I was heartbroken. And I still remember picking up all those pieces and putting them on a shelf because I was determined that I was going to glue those pieces back together so I would have that mug back. And of course, a year went by, and then another year, and then another year, and the mug never got repaired. But as I look back on that experience now, I realize that the treasure was not the mug. The treasure was the love of my grandparents who gave it to me. And that love endured and still endures and feeds me. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Corinthians that we have a treasure in clay jars, in earthen vessels, the treasure of God's love for us as revealed in Jesus Christ. When we gather here on a Sunday morning, sometimes your heart may be filled with gratitude as you come to the altar to receive the gift of God. At other times, it may not. And frankly, there are some times when we do what we do here very well, in setting the table and offering the meal and sharing our love with one another and serving one another in Christ's name. And if you're new to our community, you need to know that sometimes we don't do it very well. But we are clay jars. We are earthen vessels. And in our life, we are continually amazed and surprised by the grace of God poured out for us in this meal and in our life together as we seek to serve Christ. And sometimes we will say thank you in a perfunctory way, and sometimes we will say it in a profound way when we've discovered that there is a balm in Gilead here, and our hearts are healed, and our souls are uplifted. The great mystic, German mystic Meister Eckhart once wrote that if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, that would suffice. That would suffice. So we can and are, we can be and are a thankful church. And speaking of that thankful church, because it was Thankful Memorial Church, last night I went online and looked up the church. It indeed is in Chattanooga, and I looked up a little bit about its history, and this is what I found. There was a Colonel Johnson who was a member of that parish, and when he died in 1903, he left the property across the street from his home to be used for an Episcopal church to be named in memory of his wife, Thankful Anderson Whiteside Johnson. Thankful was her name. So, are we a thankful church? That's not our name out front, but I believe we are. Are you thankful? That is not your name, but I believe it is. Let us give thanks to God. Amen.